العالمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. First of all, there's a book that we all know, which is the Quran. But what is the Quran exactly? Well, specifically, you would say it is a book, the holy book, which includes many stories, morals of the past prophets. But then again, when you read it, all you hear is these Arabic words coming out of your mouth. Well, you don't really understand that. So you look into the English translation, and then you start reading that. And then you see some complicated words that you don't understand anyways. So, how can you understand the Quran, or at the very least, read it? Well, the whole point of the Quran is to read it, right? So, this is what I would do, in my opinion. But anyone would have a different way. First of all, our end result should be success. So we are acting according to this holy book, and we're trying to apply its message throughout our daily lives and add it to our routine. So whatever the Quran tells us to do, we do it, plus to what we do regularly. Especially doing it without missing anything else. So if you used to, you know, do some work around the house, and the Quran says to do something else, you do both. If you take one out, it's not complete, it's not success. Firstly, we need to understand the Quran, the context of the past. We need to understand what it's saying. So when you look at that English translation and you don't understand it, try to go deeper through. So when we're saying, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, praise be to Allah, the Lord of the world, what is it telling you? We need to also make time for Allah. We have to make time to worship Him. We need to make time to know that there's someone out there watching us, wanting us to do something. When we do that something, it's not complete, because we never fully understood what we're doing. You do something for Allah. Qurbatanilallah, I've done it. What did you do? Do you know yourself? Many of us don't. When we read the Quran, when we read the verses, and we don't understand the verses, we just say, oh, well, I read it. I got the good deed. I got sawab. I'll go to heaven. Well, then, if you don't understand it, how do you implement the message of the Quran to your daily life? You got nothing out of it. The only thing you got out of it was, now I'm proud I was able to read the Quran. I was able to read this and that. This, how long? That doesn't matter. So, when Allah says we should be good people, He says, I want you to be a good person. What does he mean by that? It means we should do righteous good deeds. So we need to live up to that by reading the Quran and learning how. Right? So we should be taking examples from the Quran, which again is a whole book compiled of stories and morals and telling us basically what to do. And when you don't understand it, you have the hadith to come with it. The Prophet said, I'm leaving behind two things, the Ahlul Bayt and the Quran. So both things are together. So with Ahlul Bayt, you have Quran, with Quran, you have Ahlul Bayt. The first surah talks about the point that we have our guidelines, our morals, our stories. It says, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ. Now you're begging Allah, guide me to the straight path. That's where I want to be. So when you want to be guided there, right now you're surrendering. You're saying, Allah, I am the bad one. I am the one who's wrong. I was this, I did that. Help me. Then you say, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ. Guide me to the path where you have sent down grace, where you have blessed us. Not the path of those we have, you know, cursed. And I don't want that. I want good for me. At that point, you have to think. Keep going and thinking until you hit the point where you say, where did I go wrong? And with reading this Quran, you're not understanding it. At that point, you're thinking, what is it saying? I don't understand it. That's when you need to go deeper down. Maybe do some research. You're not wasting your time. You're helping yourself. Secondly, we need to also see how important and special the book is and the meaning. And also that when you're reading the book, this compiled book of stories. We need to know how it was sent to him. Allah told the Prophet his message, right? Which was compiled as the great book, which we read today, but we don't really understand it. So we need to learn how and what to do. We need to learn the meaning of the verses. We need to comprehend the morals and the keys to success, right? And these keys lie within the book, so read the book. Because some of us don't even read the book, to the least. Very least, we don't even read it. And when you don't read it, you don't know. And if you don't know, you end up ignorant. You become a worthless person. You don't want to end up like that. You say, I need help. I go to this person, I go to that person, but no one has the perfect solution. It's in the Quran. You just don't know it. It's right under your nose. So, when we find the morals, we will know what to do in a way that when we learn more, when we should be learning more about the teachings, the way is to go to a class, right? Or get some knowledge from a lecture. But the most important way is to ask questions. Ask someone, is this right? Look into it. Because if you don't look into it, you don't know. You're just waiting. This is what I need to do. Well, does this mean that or this? You don't know. You have to ask them. Because when you read this amazing book, your mind gets boggled. It's, you know, too high for you. Too high for all of us, you know. You also need to make time for prayers. Read the Quran also. Learn some du'as, you know, help others. You have to do all of this, especially your wajibah. When you, you know, extract something, then everything becomes shaky. You can't have one thing and not the other. You need both, or all three. Oh, some teachings of the Quran are the main subjects, big ones, usuluddin and furuuddin, or, you know, we know the huge ones. But what about the tiny details? It still counts. Right? We need to know these stuff. We know the basic big topics, but we don't know the small ones. We must abide by the laws, all laws, big or small, but especially the laws of Sharia. They are connected. They're all connected, like connecting the dots. And we have to do our duties towards Allah, no matter how small, for these small acts still count as good deeds. All, no matter how small the acts are, we still do them, right? So that'll expand your knowledge, right? And also, that'll expand your understanding of the Quran. Then you'll know what the Quran means. Following the laws of Sharia will help you to apply your understanding to the Quran into your daily life and what you should do in your daily life now. So I know what to do, but I don't do it. Then what's the point? You've wasted your time. That's the point where you say, I failed. For those of you who do these amazing actions, which should be all of us, this book will guide you to do more. But then again, it not only helps you, but it helps the others' lives also. It helps all of you. Maybe that person didn't read it, but that person did. But that person changed their life, and the other one's life will be much better. So let me give you an example. For example, someone does something, you know, bad, and they read the Quran and say, oh, astaghfirullah, I did this wrong, I should do it like this. And the other person's life is harmed by your bad action. When you change your life according to the Quran, that person's life gets better and better, because your life has, you know, somehow implements the other person's life to go this way or that way. So if when you change yourself, the other person's life changes. If non-Muslims were to sit down and actually read the book, not like some people who actually burn the book, then they would see how many times, repeatedly, these verses apply to them. They apply to everyone. So if they were to sit down and read it, they would be led to the right path, and they could implement very important things within their life by looking at the detailed verses of the Quran, which have loopholes, which are exceptions, and contain effective and amazing stuff, which will show you how wrong you were and how astray you've gone. But no one knows that yet because they haven't read it, or they don't understand it. And when they don't understand it, nothing happens. And if nothing happens, then, well, your life is going to be a mess. And if you want your life to be a mess, then don't do anything about it. Because the Quran is telling you everything you need. If it's too hard, there are loopholes. If you need it easier, there are hadiths. But then you ignore it. Because some of our Sunni brothers say, we got the Quran, that's enough. Well, we got this, that's enough. We believe in the Prophet. No, it's not enough. You keep going and going because no one's perfect. And no one can be perfect unless you're at that high point that, you know, like the Prophets or the Imams. And no one's at that stage yet. So until we get there, we keep going with what we have. We can implement the Quran and the way to be taught. Then what's your next step? Teach others. That way they know you. They don't have to go through the same process, because it's like 2 in 1, 3 in 1. Make it simple. Because if you just open the book to see what's inside, you'll be amazed and most certainly dazzled. Because you don't even know what's in this book. You say, it's just a book. Because how many of you have actually seen a book that you don't get tired of? You just have to keep going, just go, right? Now, read the Quran, see how long it takes you to actually, one more verse. That's when you understand it. If you don't understand this, what am I reading? I'm just reading some foreign language that I don't even understand, you know? Give me a language I do understand. At that point, when you start reading these fictional books that have no, you know, interest or actual value to you, then nothing changes. You need to find something that changes. Finally, we can acquire that by reading and understanding the special book known as the Quran, who was taught by those who have learned it and understood it and striving in the way of the Quran. The Quran shows us Sirat al-Mustaqim, which most of us are not on. It will redirect us if we make an effort to implement the teachings of this holy book into our daily lives. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.